The ENFP, extroverted, intuitive, feeling, perceptive type. Let me say a few words of generalization to make sure we cover all the bases. For example, some of the things we say about the ENFP may not fit specifically to an individual, and that's beautiful because we want each individual to maintain their own uniqueness, no matter how accurate we may be in our descriptions. Likewise, as you hear words about the ENFP, you may have to add some maleness or femaleness in the translation. Likewise, I'd like you to make some allowance for my own type that has a tendency to make sweeping generalizations. I'll try to monitor that, and Janet, who's working with me, I'm sure, will call me on it, because I love to say always this and always that. The bottom line of it all is to open the door for better understanding of yourself and your differences from all other types. And in that understanding, to make more creative and dynamic use of differences. Type watching is never an excuse for our behavior. It's only an explanation. And the more we can explain it or understand it, the more creatively and dynamically we can make use of it. So, with that, let's talk about the ENFP. Warm, gregarious, easygoing, adaptive are some adjectives that come instantly to mind when you think of this enthusiastic, dangerously seductive because they're so good with words type.
Yeah, I think of them as being very spontaneously creative and having an endless arena of new ideas and possibilities for any one particular thing. Can go on forever.
The ENFP can pass over a crumpled styrofoam cup and wonder how many possibilities could that be for its presence in their life. They're amazingly creative in their ability to see possibilities in everything and to translate those possibilities interpersonally. So as a result, they love to argue. They love to engage. They love to try once anything. They love to be up and having fun and converting life to a party. Because whatever it is that we've got to do, from homework to this assignment to this paper to this management issue, whatever it is, if we can convert it to fun and if we can involve others, it's always a whole lot more engaging towards accomplishment.
Yeah, they learn better that way, don't they? They really get some of their ideas out there and learn about new things by engaging others around them rather than doing it in a lone type setting.
They learn better, you're right, at home. Likewise, as ENFP managers, here's your original open door management policy. And the good news is they have a way to motivate others to get a job done. The bad news is they're the ones that are running down the hall glad handing everybody. Hello there, Janet, did you get this job done? What'd you do last night? How you doing? And in everybody's office, checking up on them, patting them on the back, overstroking, and incidentally, that's something to be aware of for an ENFP as a manager. He or she may be given to a whole lot more strokes than the person thinks they deserve. And so sometimes a subordinate can be kind of distrustful. Why is the boss always patting me on the back? What I did because it was my job or my responsibility, and they keep telling me how great it was.
Yeah, they're really very people-oriented and seeking harmony an awful lot, even though they may not always appear that way, since they can be very argumentative and abrasive at the same time. But I think the people involved in whatever they're doing is the important thing.
Isabel says, in describing them in the back of a report form or in the middle of the introduction to type booklet of hers, that they, quote, can find compelling reasons for whatever they want to do, end of quote. And oh, how true that is. When an ENFP gets focused on something, look out, world, they're going to talk you into it and convince you that it's a great idea. And it's incidentally, one of the reasons why they do that is they really believe it. One of the reasons why the ENFP is so powerfully persuasive, so tremendously seductive in selling an idea or something else to someone is because they genuinely believe it. Others look at them askance. Lee, how can you believe that? They do. And because they do, they make them tremendously persuasive to others.
Mm-hmm. They're probably pretty people that find a hard time focusing on one thing for any length of time. They make a decision to go in one direction, but are easily sidetracked by any other new possibility that comes down to the road, and therefore can appear to be, they certainly aren't, they aren't scheduled about life. They keep finding right. new ideas and bouncing from side road to side road, always having a good time and enjoying the road that they're taking.
To the J, incidentally, the ENFP is frequently seen as a spacey ne'er-do-well, kind of fun to have around occasionally, but more often than not, they inhibit us from getting done what we ought to be getting done.
Mm-hmm. But the ENFPs do accomplish a lot. They do a lot of neat yes. things in creative ways, but maybe not in the same method that the others think they should be doing them in.
Yes, in actuality, they have a high sense of accomplishment. Many of them complete advanced degrees. Many of them rise to high levels of leadership in the corporate world. They really are a successful type. The danger to which Janet just alluded is that if you are a strong ENFP, then usually your day is a whole lot more starts than it is finishes. And that's the exciting part of an ENFP's day. For careers, the world is the oyster to the ENFP. They can pick up most anything and do it with zest, with ease, with competency, with directness. That's one of their amazing powers. This type, therefore, generally falls into the people professions, like human services, like psychology, like teaching. But guess what? That's only scratching the surface, because they can really do so many other things by nature, by virtue of their adaptive nature. So, hey, if you want organization, the ENFP goes to the corporate world and plays organization for an afternoon. Sure, they need the next day out on the golf course, but generally they've done it with such ease that they get the time to go out on the golf course.
And since they can generate so many possibilities for so many areas and do well at them, it's often one of the difficulties of an ENFP is deciding where they really want to be. Hmm. Because all of them are viable options.
Beautiful. And one of the most important things I'd like the listener of this tape to take with them is that it is not unusual for any P, and particularly an ENFP, to make a host of career choice changes in the course of their life. They're not unstable. There's nothing wrong with them. They're not crazy. What they are is a good extroverted perceptive type who's off to a new exciting adventure. And guess what? They're going to do it with remarkable capability. As a result, you'll see them in the banking world. You'll see them in psychology, as we've already said. Many ENFPs are in the clergy professions and do remarkably well at it. Many of them are college professors. The bottom line is, guess what? They're only that for a little while because they want to run off and do something else. I've learned that I can be a college professor. Now I want to be an accountant. I've learned that I can be an accountant. And what the ENFP tends to learn in life is, guess what? I can do most anything I want. And as a type, they generally do that.
Mm-hmm. I've seen many in the music and arts fields because that allows their creativity to just run rampant.
Thank you. I forgot that. Indeed, these are your artists in that sense of the word, and the showman artists. They're not the ones who are in the background of a music set or another kind of an art set, but they're in the front line. They do the lead roles. They play the lead instruments. They do the singing or the presenting. They do the joke storytelling. I'm not sure of this, but George Carlin, for example, could be an ENFP because he has a phenomenal capacity to take situations and out of those situations find extreme humor. Cosby is another one who takes his own situations in life and converts them into humor. And when he does his own Cosby-type tapes, what he's really doing is one-line humor about life situations and seeing in them the humorous possibilities. He took what is and converts it to what was the humor in it.
You know, when we're talking about careers a little bit, the ENFP also makes an excellent salesperson because they are so interpersonally attuned and come up with so many possibilities that some ways they can give you a real snow job in a hurry, couldn't they?
The bad news, yes, they are good salespeople, but I really think because of their extroversion and intuition, this is the type of whom the line was said, would you buy a used car from this person? Because I think they really do get into overkill and oversell. And see, they're not quite as believable as the extroverted sensor, who gives you the hard
reality of something.
Yeah, the hard reality of it. For the EN, hey, you don't want this today. What do you want? Well, I want. Suddenly they convert it right in front of your eyes. You need this? Well, this only looks like an apple. If you core it, it'll become exactly what you need. Their issue is making the sale, not always convincing the person of the integrity of the sale. But they're, in that respect, that's their enthusiasm. And way more often than not, they come out of life with just a whole creative bailiwick of career choices. And rarely, as a type, do they set themselves to doing something that they don't do with good accomplishment and with success.
And
not
with,
always with dispatch, but with success.
Right, and with other people around them.
Oh, yes. As a type, just wrapping up on their career, they are, as we've already said, give a great many strokes in whatever they do, and they also need a great many strokes, and that's perhaps a way to fit them into the frame of reference of the family. Let's talk about the ENFP child, because they really do some swimming upstream if they are a child in a family where the parents are not that type. Because it's your little ENFP child who, for example, uses their mouth to find everything. Where's my hat? Where did I put this? Where did I do that? They are motor mouths to the ultimate, again, depending on their extroverted preference. But if they're an ENFP, they're out there. Mom, can I do this? Dad, can I do that? I want to do this. Let's do that tomorrow. Well, you already said you wanted to do something else tomorrow. Yeah, well, that was before. Now I want to do this. And they're into Little League Baseball, boy or girl, makes no difference. And they're into dancing, and at the same time, now they want to take up swimming because their best friend is into swimming, and tomorrow they're going to start ballet.
And acrobatics and playing the flute and then the guitar and have a variety of interests and hobbies, but never just settling down and completing one of them, doing all of them.
And that just sends parents, particularly J parents, but right, you haven't finished your ballet and now you want to start this. You haven't done that. How can you start? And it's just constant tension. And for this little ENFP, God, that's excitement. I don't want to finish. I learned I can do it. Now I want to go on to something else. I don't want to finish. I only want to learn that I can do it.
And little ENFPs love to have other friends over all the time. Sleepovers tonight, sleepovers tomorrow night, it doesn't make any difference because they're different days and they're different friends and we need to have them around.
And don't forget, for study, I've got to have a lot of folks around me too. Anything I've got to do, from homework to study to clean the house, it'll go a whole lot easier if I can bring over my friends. And just set that in a family setting. They don't understand that, particularly an introverted parent or a J parent. You got to be kidding. Clean your room. Well, if I could have my friend come over, we could clean the room, and it'd be a whole lot more fun cleaning the room together.
I envision the little ENFP child as being one who rescues the little kitties and puppy dogs along the street, too, that have no homes, that they have to bring them home and take care of them.
She or he followed me home. Can't we keep it? And, of course, they didn't follow him home at all. The ENFP was out there capturing this little bunny rabbit or this little whatever and bringing it home to mom. Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. They are in many ways like all feeling types. They are rescuers. And then often, particularly as intuitive feelers, they are idealists. And so this is the little child that moved from being president of the United States to being garbage can collector to being conductor of the symphony orchestra. And incidentally, they will act all these things out in your family setting. And so here comes the family. The mother or dad has just cleaned and organized Saturday. And right away, the little ENFP boy or girl is dragging out something to build a recording studio because he's got this imaginary orchestra there and they're going to cut some records this afternoon. And there goes your organization and your plan for the day. And the parent wants to give up on it all. And by 3 o'clock that afternoon, the ENFP's got three or four friends in. We got some cans we've picked out of the garbage. We got some makeshift drums, and we're doing a recording, and isn't it fun? They built a tent, and they're having a whole army out in the backyard. And they made a mess of the backyard, but it was a fun, exciting day. And they don't want to go to bed because, golly, they got another exciting thing to do before bedtime. And in the meantime, the introverted parent or the J parent is just tired and dragging and trying to get this kid organized and get in there and clean up your room. Or as you've heard me say, to the J parent, that room is a mess. It's a disaster area. To the little ENFP boy or girl, that room is a dazzling and exciting array of possibilities.
Oh, yes, I understand that. You mentioned a little bit ago about the NF particularly likes to be a rescuer, and the ENFP falls into that category very wholeheartedly. I'm wondering how that applies to for rescuing little animals. I see that ENFP children love to stand up and stick up for the child that they feel who has been treated unfairly in school. But I wonder if ENFP adults don't somehow get into a lot of rescuing of other people and children or people that they see around them.
Oh, and if you play out, the ENFP parent, all the things we've just been talking about translates itself into parenting in terms of rescuing causes, defending causes, out there on community causes. And that's interesting because as the one hand, we said organization is not their long suit, but give the ENFP a cause. And one that's just coming to my mind is something like Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Or something like that. And I don't mean to imply that lady was an extroverted an ENFP, but I'm saying that's the kind of thing that can draw the ENFP, and they're off and charging. What often happens, though, is they can get sidetracked by a new cause. And so it's not uncommon for them to have a variety of causes up in the air rather than following through on one of them. The house may be neglected. The dishes may be in the sink. The room may not be neat. They may not get finished the jobs they started today around the house because a number of new exciting possibilities came their way.
That's not the important thing for them. The cause, the person, the value, what is at hand seems to be the prevailing thing, and that's the most important thing to accomplish.
And that's what draws them. That's exciting. Guess what? Put that with a J mate or with a J child. And he or she thinks my parents' act is not together. The house is always a mess. I'd rather marry early and get away from this zoo. I never get a moment alone. I can't have any private time to study. It's all big one party or cause, and we're always chasing, chasing rabbits down blind alleys. And for the introvert or for the J, child or mate, that gets to be very tense, to say the least. And so the more we can understand that this ENFP gets charged by that, the more we can allow space for it, I believe.
Spontaneous, playful, seductive. That's the way of the ENFP.
Possibilities real or imagined. What or where or who should they be?
Their zest for life is contagious. Exciting ideas galore.
Fences can't hold them, schedules can't mold them. They want more and more and more.
Be true to yourself and your identity.
But on the other hand, let's not be limited.
And that's why everybody loves an ENFP. Be true to yourself.
Yeah.